Hey, what's up, all you stars and sads? It's the 10th wonder of the world, or as some of you may know me, boy toy, Jake Smith.
I am gay, but I'm not Italian. My name's Joey Mayberry.
Oh, listeners, you'll never know. Sorry.
But this is the best little combo.
I love recording the show. But honestly, the part I look forward to most is mine and Joey's like little catch-ups before we do the show. Because like we both have very eventful lives and we have stuff we cannot discuss on air a lot. Mm-hmm. And we just like shoot our shit. But it's so good though, because Joey is like legitimately one of my favorite souls. And like it always just gets me in that mood, like to be like, I'm so excited for this. Like,
oh boy toy, do I get you in the mood? No.
You've been working out? Like, oh my God.
I so wish, like, okay, I'll give it like, probably like give it a few months and then we'll talk about this story. So, someone,
yeah, a few months. Yeah. You gotta wait a few months for me. Sorry. You know, us, like, we always say, like, we will never tell this on air. And then I'm sure if you dig through that, it's
like, it'll come out. Yeah. It always happens whenever, like, you'll have, so you can always tell which episodes are going to have, like, the actual tea spilt, because our drinks are bigger. Like, you've got one cocktail, and I've got a Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah.
Find us on those where you've got, like, your giant cocktail, and I've got, like, my bottle of wine.
Where the wine bottles are out, where the big drinks are out, it'll be a tell-all.
Oh, my God. What do y'all think? Okay, tell us if you would want to see this. Please mention it on Twitter, and we might do it. What would y'all think if we just got like wine drunk and watched classic women's wrestling live comedy?
Oh yeah, I think that'd be, oh my God, we should do those as like bonuses. That'd be so fun. Yeah, tell us if you would watch that. Tell us if you want to see it. We're trying to get some more ideas for like YouTube. Sorry, I was in the South this weekend. My accent is all off.
Because that was Brittany right there. Yeah, it's
So tell us if you want to see that. Yeah. Sorry, I was in Charlotte this weekend. And Hickory.
Hickory, North Carolina.
Listen, the highlight of Hickory for me was going to an Outback Steakhouse. But we had a great event. We had a drag bingo event. It was a lot of people. It was like 700 people. Wow. Which it was great. I was the ball puller, got to talk about my company and prep. And it was so cute because people came up after and they were like, I use you guys. Thank you for what you do. And it made me happy. But anyway, it was a Star Wars themed drag bingo. Joey, you would have loved it. It was great. Loved. Davida was the head drag queen. She was amazing. She was Darth Vader and Princess Leia. It was so good. One of the drag queens, what was their names? Diamond XL. She was Baby Yoda and had like a bassinet around her neck with like a little hands and like her face as Yoda. And then there was a reveal where she took it off and everything. It was great. I loved it. And as if you listen to the show, you know I'm not a huge drag person, but I'm starting to become.
I'm so glad we're going to see you. Philip, sorry. He's trying to knock my station over again. But all I'm saying, Jake, I will come on these trips. You just got to hire me. Hashtag
I will. Timer. I will. Well, you know.
Hashtag 1099.
I will send you my. Well, I will be by you in Chicago, and I'm very excited for that. I literally, like, I'm already, like, telling him, like, brace yourselves. Like, the volume level is about to be your.
I hope the Windy City's ready because we are both full of hot air.
There's a heat warning. Oh my gosh. Well, guys, speaking of heat warnings, this is the Golden Era. I don't know why I thought that'd be an okay transition.
That was a good transition. This is the Golden Era podcast, but that was so ominous. That was
I don't know. There's nothing really evil or scary. Actually, there's one thing that I was kind of like, ooh. But it's a Golden Era podcast, guys. Joey and I, this week we're talking about July 19th, 2004. Happy belated, Joey.
I'm actually getting close to my real birthday, and oh my goodness, y'all. So if you would like to celebrate my birthday with me, I will be in California for Alliance for All Wrestling. And
I love it's gonna be that.
On June 27th. So it's like 8 days before my birthday. So if you want to come kiki with me in Cali, let's do it.
oh my god, oh, that makes me sad. If I was available, I would, I'd be at New York Pride that week.
Oh.
But I would rather be with you, so maybe I can adjust the schedule.
Be like,
guys, there's a really big LGBTQ thing in California. It's Joey's match. I have to sponsor it.
Like, I also think that Brian Baum's going to be there.
Oh, this sounds so perfect. You know, we should, we were going to do, there's that Palm Springs Pride show again this year. Because I know Polo Del Mar did one last year, and I didn't know about it. Poya, thank you. I didn't know about it till I got there, and I was like, I would have sponsored this if I knew this was a thing.
Let's do it.
Let's find out and get you booked on that show. And then could you imagine us in Palm Springs together? Oh, the chaos. So,
oh my god, I'm gonna bring Miss Shelley the Bombshell Benson with me.
And yes.
We can all come to the ring together in the most glorious trio of booty shorts.
Yes. Booty ooty ooty.
Yes.
Oh my god, I love it. Okay, guys. Well, guys, you know, let's get into it. We are talking about July 19, 2004, as I said. But anyway, so Chris Jericho's in the ring. And I don't remember the highlight reel having such an extravagant carpet.
I know. Oh, I do remember this carpet. Because this carpet was there for a hot second. And then they just ditched it. But I loved this carpet.
It was cute. I like want a rug of it, to be honest. Like, I really like it.
It's really cool. It's like I want to say like Persian, like backroom hookah bar.
It's like, and there's like pinks and blues and purples. It's like very like gender reveal, but like not tacky. Like, yeah.
But like it's like a Hooters. It's delightfully tacky, yet unrefined.
I love it. All right. Well. Okay, guys. Well, Chris Jericho's out there, and he's like, you know, I'm putting my forefathers. I really enjoy my job, Junior. Yeah.
You know what, man? I really, 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 really enjoy my job, Junior. Yeah!
I hate... That was such a horrible line.
It's honestly Chris Jericho... That's going to sound weird, given things we've heard. Chris Jericho, like, oogling over the girls seems weird and not natural.
Well, wait, was it his line? No, it was... like George Washington in 1771. Uh-huh. I really enjoy my job. And I was like, why 1771?
Yeah. No, for real. For real. Like, what is that?
Like 76 makes sense.
Yeah. It's very weird. Sorry, guys. I just realized my audio was on wrong. So sorry for the first couple minutes of the show.
I hope you sound like Union Underground at the beginning of Raw.
Do I sound more clearly on your end? Like louder at all?
You sound the same.
Oh. All right. Well, we'll find out when I export this. Whatever. If not, I'll just have to do some editing. Ugh. All right. all right. Anyway, so tonight his guest on the highlight reel, he's got 10 guests. It's the Diva Search contestants.
Yes.
And they come out to Walk, Idiot, Walk.
By the time... I've listened to this song many a time.
Yeah.
But watching them come out to it, it's kind of offensive.
It really is. Like, well, first of all, the song is called Walk, Idiot, Walk.
Yeah. And then it's like, see the idiot walk. See the idiot talk.
Like,
idiot something down on a surfboard. I don't know.
I guarantee you this song was picked because, like, someone did not like the idea of the Diva Search in the back. And they were like, we're using this.
But then, like, I agree. But then, like, right after the next verse, like, see the robot walk. Yeah. See the robot talk. I was like, this is... What?
They were just referencing the twins. So... So, yeah.
We
so
have
I
the
mean...
below twins. These are the... they're not...
Chin twins? The one I'm talking... I don't care to know. So, we had some standout outfits though, and I think the best dress for me was Joy Giovanni.
I like her little top,
the fringe.
It was cute. Honestly, I think I would give it to either Maria in her little yellow,
mm-hmm.
or just Christy. I don't know if I think Christy's outfit was that good, but Christy's energy makes anything she wears.
Her top honestly was giving me a little lingerie.
like, I don't know what it was, but it was orange. It was cute. Maria in yellow was great. Loved that.
Yellow's a good, well, at least I don't know what it would be today because she's got like various hair colors.
Yeah.
But like, yellow with the blonde was
it good. Was great. And I also loved Camille's straight up hooker Barbie outfit that later falls off.
I won't lie. I still, bar none throughout this entire Diva search, even back in the day when I was watching this as a kid, Christy Hemme is my standout. And
oh, yeah.
Reason. But you know who I started to love even more on this one?
Who?
I love Tracy. I love her.
Wait, Tracy stole the show on this. Yeah. I won't lie. I really liked Tracy, and I'm kind of pissed they didn't sign her.
Yeah, same. I feel like they put her in there just to be like, huh, we're diverse.
And yeah, yes.
Literally. And it backfired. Not
she was great. She was really good in this. So anyway, so the girls are all out there. And, you know, the ring is literally shaking because they're all, like, jumping up and down, like, woo, except Michelle.
Michelle's just in the corner looking at them like, Jesus is watching.
Like, she's Jesus, like, okay, gotta say my prayers after this. All right, girls, time to introduce yourself. Well, I'm Michelle. I'm a small-town girl from Palatka.
Hey, DC, my name's Michelle, and I'm a small-town girl from Palatka, Florida.
Jesus. So, I'm so sorry,
I didn't
Jesus.
Say that. Like, you're saying scared. She was just looking around like, yep,
I'm small town girl. Hi, we got it. Christy already bringing out the personality. Hello.
Hello.
I love, and every girl, almost every girl got booed. Oh, you went sideways on me.
Why do I keep doing that?
What? Is this is like a newer thing too.
I know, there we go. Apparently it just like thinks that I tilt. I don't know.
I love it. The camera's drunk. So yeah, but the what's it called? I did LOL at the one twin saying my name is Julie, but her lower third thing said Julia.
Is you know why? I bet she goes by Julie, but they're like, no, she's Chandra. You should be Julia.
I think in the casting special she was Julia. So I was like, oh, she probably does go by Julie in real life. So I was like, oh, okay. Not anymore. The only pops really were for Maria.
Yeah.
Tracy got a pop.
Kind of, it was pretty much they were booing the cities, I think.
Right? Yeah, I think girls. That's what it was too. Well, Amy, what's not Amy? I'm sorry, Carmella got a pop.
She did, and they're like, we've seen your titties. Yeah. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah. And then Joy tried to just yell over them so that she couldn't hear the boos. Smart thinking. Mm. I am from where I don't forget where she's from, but she goes, what?
Boston,
that's right. Oh yeah, that's right. The boss, Joy Giovanni.
up in the comments for this. Somebody's gonna eat me up on Twitter, but it's better than the CEO.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. So I don't like the CEO chant thing.
I don't.
It's not good.
Do you know who the CEO of professional wrestling is right now? I won't even lie. The character wise, it's Kiana James.
Oh, I love Kiana. I'm happy she got called up.
That's like CEO.
Yeah. I like her a lot. Yeah. You know what's, I will say, and this is probably going to get hate too, my favorite thing Sasha Banks has done since she went to AEW was get attacked.
You're just calling back Maria.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just so excited to get to that episode. All right. So anyway. So Chris Jericho's like, anything can happen in WWE, ladies. And, you know, I know we rehearsed this before, but we're actually going to go to Eric Bischoff's office because there's an immunity envelope in there. So he's like, let's go to the back. And I love that all the girls start going to the other side of the ring. And he's like, no, this way.
Well, they didn't know.
They didn't know. Like, no. They didn't rehearse it. So that's on them. So
I also love them all trying to walk sexy still as they're going through the thing. They're like,
they're like, yeah. Hey fans, except Michelle, who is like power walking down there. She's like fists clenched, like
she's ready to fight. She's like, where's that fucking envelope?
Where is it? So they get into his office and Jericho's like, it could be anywhere in here. It could be in fruit.
That was a very specific thing to say.
He really wanted them to do stuff with the fruit because he kept saying it could be in the fruit.
Maybe it was in the fruit. Maybe there really was an envelope.
And a banana. So, but like, I just like, Joy is like leaping through envelopes. There's food. There, Tracy is like stomping.
Everyone's right there. I love Maria so much. Just running around going, what color is it?
My favorite part of this, and this is like actually one of those wrestling moments that lives rent free in my head, is Christy Hemme.
Yep.
Just coming on camera.
This is one of those interest like things where we're the same person. Because like if you weren't gonna bring it up, that was my next talking
point. Oh yeah, that is like always a clip. I always remember that in particular about this segment. Like I think like Eric Bischoff comes in, what's going on in here? And Tracy's like, we had a party. I don't know why, but I like dead ass could not stop laughing. He's like, and Eric Bischoff just goes with it. He's like, you had a party in my office? And then Amy goes, like,
Eugene said we could come in here.
With Eugene.
Wait,
it was okay. Eugene said we could come in here. And
Eugene said. And I'm sitting there going, girl, like, that's the friend you need. The one that's just going to make up a bold-faced lie.
So wait, part of me was like, does she know, does she follow and, like, knows Eugene is his nephew? Or, like, did she forget his name and was like, Eugene? Like, and the best is, like, they're all trying not to laugh. Like, they're all like, and like, Camille, I'm sorry, I forgot about this. Her skirt, like, fell off when they were taking a picture off the wall, and her like she's trying to put it on, but her ass is like this was just a mess. I was trying to laugh, and like everybody was like, well, what were you doing here? Maria's like, we were trying to find an envelope.
We were looking for an envelope.
This is where they initially saw her and went, ditzy character.
Yep. Perfect. Oh my god.
My favorite though is when he's like, who told you to come in here? And Tracy just goes, Jericho.
Now I want to know who put you up to this.
Jericho.
She like ratted it out right away. He told us. And then like Bishop's trying to regain control of this. And he's like, there's no immunity. And like, I think it was Christy. Someone just goes, oh.
There is no immunity.
So Bishop's trying to like regain control of this. Why did they think this would go like swimmingly? Like,
I love this.
It was perfect.
Very impressed with Eric Bischoff because he stayed in character and he improv through that entire thing
with 10 women who like are trying to like all get attention, talk over. And Bischoff's like, I'm talking to you, to Tracy, and she's like, yes. She goes, and she's like, yeah, Jericho told us to come in here. He said there was an envelope. And he's like, well, Jericho doesn't run to war. Eric Bischoff does. And
love Tracy. I'm so set with Tracy.
So I love her. And he's like, all of you get out of here. And like the Chin twins are just like, sorry.
The Chin twins?
Yeah.
Does that mean they're 10 foot tall? Because they are 10 foot tall.
Like, no, the chin twins, because like they sat in there like thing, like, I have a pointy chin.
the chin twins.
So the office is trashed, it is a mess, and all I can think of was like, who actually has to clean this up? Like,
I don't know, but this was iconic. I loved this.
So good. Honestly, one of my favorite Diva Search segments. So Trish Stratus is out next with Tyson Tomko, and I love this all green look. You don't like it? Oh,
She's definitely at ringside. That so tank top underneath, the white tank top.
Oh, I don't like that she wore that underneath, but I did. If she didn't have that, I think this would have been perfect. But I do like that green top color on her a lot.
I do, But what she was wearing was like, no. No, not a good week for Trish this week.
Okay. No, that's fair. Well, the Hurricane comes out next as the opponent, but then brings out Stacy Keibler. Which I'm always happy to see, but also confused.
Yeah, it made no sense whatsoever. But also, watching everything back and watching that entrance with Tomko and Trish, you just I didn't remember Tomko being completely void of personality.
None whatsoever. And there's even the parts of the match with him. So Stacy does a part of the match too where she like bends over to like fix her shoe. And he just like, he's like, no reaction. He's supposed to be like turned on, like not even like a head tilt or anything.
Or like a, ooh.
Like wow, something. That is sexy.
It wasn't even that. It was kind of like, it's like Forrest Gump.
Lots of tats. Like
that right there is a buttocks.
So Hurricane takes advantage. Trish trips Hurricane during the match and Hurricane grabs her by the hair. He's trying to get that white tank top off underneath. He's like, it looks so much better. So Tyson Tomko wins, and then Trish comes over to Stacy and just like punches her in the stomach with the cast.
It looked vicious. Also, Stacy Keibler selling things is pretty fantastic.
Like, it is. It really is. Like, and Stacy's like, ooh. They throw Stacy in the ring.
I love that you made her like Alexis from Schitt's Creek. Like, oh, David. Ooh, like,
sorry. Like, oh, jeez. And Tomko picks her up, and then Rosie comes out in a new outfit and saves the day.
You know what I hate? I have that action figure at the house, like back with my parents, of Rosie, and I really need to get the mask for it again. Like, I don't have that.
Oh, I forgot it was removable.
Yeah.
You know, it makes me wonder if they were going to do, like, 3-minute warning figures since, like, the mask was removable on his. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think also, like, he probably just got it because, like, also his shirt was rubber goods.
Yeah, you're so, right, like, yeah. So yeah. It was, but yeah, this was cute. And I was like, I actually had to like double check. I was like, wait, I thought like the Super Stacy thing was 2005, which it is. This was just, I don't know.
Maybe they were testing it. They thought it was going to come earlier. And then...
Well, like, why didn't they have just like Nydia, who's been having this mini feud with Trish, do it?
I love that.
Right? Like, yeah. I adore Stacy. Don't get me wrong. Always happy to see Stacy. But this just, it seemed so random. Because, like, Trish was even like, what the hell, when Stacy came out. I'm like, why do you care? Like,
also, I was just kind of wondering why Stacy, like, she was coming out there, like, she looked like she was into the Hurricane.
Yeah, but it was, like, it just was so, like, the commentators didn't even really give us, like, any, like, why.
No, at all.
It was so random. She didn't even dress remotely color-wise like him. It was just weird. Like,
there was probably some sort of backstage segment that they forgot to film.
Probably. Yeah, the office scene ran too long, so probably. So very random. But hey, you know what, happy to see Stacy. Cool. So Lita is backstage now in a red tank, and ooh, for me the skirt was a miss this week.
I didn't really get too much of a look at it to see. I think for me, a skirt, I gotta see what the footwear is.
Oh, you're right. Well, the skirt had like a big leopard head or something on it.
A good name for a band if it's not.
Leopard. Leopard. And she goes over to Matt. Matt!
Matt.
She did kind of.
Hi. Well, I need
revenge for him going, later.
Later. Listen, I tell me to stay away from you, but there's one thing I have to say to you. Listen, I don't know how to handle this. This is a lot for me, so...
You're not pregnant, Matt.
Yeah, like, fuck you. Like, and she's like, listen, take all the time you need, but Matt, I love you to death, but I'm having this baby with or without you.
But I'm going to have this baby with or without you.
Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Boom.
There it is.
Matt Hardy, true villain of the story.
really, actually, like,
yeah,
fuck you for not being supportive. Like, she did this for you.
She tried to protect you, so she slept with someone. She's pregnant. She doesn't know whose baby it is, and you're just like, stay away from me. Like, fuck you.
It was weird that this segment just seemed so like, oh, we have to pencil something in about this week. You know what I mean? And I was like, all right, this has been like such a focal point for weeks. Why are we just like squeezing in now? So, Coach is on stage and it's time to bring out the girls, and they come out to time again. Me too. Christy, most personality. She's already got the hair flip. Perfect.
She reads wrestler. Like,
she really does. If she didn't win, it would be a travesty. Camille is Carmella's counterpart, and it's perfect because they're both giving me nothing. Nothing.
I feel like Camille goes home first.
She might, actually. I think you might be right.
She's like a glaring, like, huh, why is this girl here? Like,
because she went to Africa and overcame all of her fears.
Okay, Amy had cancer. I need you to get that.
So, and then the segment ends with the coach being like, we all have to see your butts. Like,
I hate the coach.
So do I.
I hate him.
He like talks about it on commentary and he's like, I don't feel bad about sending him home.
Like, I hate him. Literally the worst personality in WWE history. Like, Jerry the King Lawler is gross.
Sorry.
Speaking of gross, but the coach is awful. Like, this is officially like a no fan of the coach channel. Like,
it's fuck the coach. All right. So let's go over to SmackDown.
Jacqueline.
So the divas are in the back and they're paraded around Kurt Angle's wheelchair, and they just have to ask him. They're like, you know, we've been talking. Yeah, come on. Yeah, we've been talking, and all we want to do is do some more on SmackDown. Dawn Marie did a photo shoot in this outfit, by the way. And so did Miss Jackie.
Is Kurt still hurt from being thrown off the thing by Big Show?
He's still injured.
He just broke his leg. He can walk already.
Like, yeah, for real. So then Sable, the best talker of the group, is like, listen, lately we feel like we've been overlooked and underutilized, and we all love performing in front of the SmackDown fans. And Tori's like, yeah, we totally miss the fans.
Okay.
Yeah, Tori.
Sure. So Kurt Angle's like, you know what? You ladies are going to get the attention you deserve. Listen to what he's saying, girls, that he's being a bitch. And he's like, you know, I'm going to book you in a fatal four-way match tonight. And they're all like,
yeah.
In your lingerie. And I love that Sable's like, there it is.
That was going to be me. Sable sold that so hard.
I'm like, oh, there it is. And Dawn Marie is kind of like, okay. Like,
Sable's like, yeah,
there we go. Yeah.
This also was such a segment that tells the story of this era. Like, oh my god.
Yeah, I was like, this is like breaking that fourth wall, kind of. Yeah. Like, you know, like where they're like, we're not being used. We would like to be used. Yeah. And honestly, I kind of want to see the Fatal Four-Way match. Like, not their lingerie, but like, I was like, I can't recall any like matches with four women on SmackDown for a while during this time period.
I kind of would, even if it was in the lingerie, I would like to see what they would have done. Cause like,
absolutely,
you know, got out there and I saw like, cause you know, this is all recorded. And so we got like the time thing. I was like, oh, this is how much time is left in the segment. I was like, even if it's a 3-minute fatal four way match, I would like to see what they're going to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the girls all come out. Tori's got like a black and pink lingerie set. Jackie's is purple. Dawn looks great in hers. It's like a greenish, tealish color. And I think Sable looks great too. She's got like a black thing with a belly chain. So,
belly chain, but that coat.
Loved the coat. Oh.
Ma'am, like Sable came out and just ate those girls up.
It's so funny though, too, because I thought her and Dawn looked the best. And I was like, how come the heels are really? Because Tori and Jackie came out in like these little, like, okay, we have a robe. Like,
yeah. Tori's was like, okay, she looked fine. Jackie's was WWE worn, but like, it. I think also Jackie's hair gets me still at this point.
Like, yeah. You know who I realized Jackie reminds me of? And I can't remember her name right now, but Stifler's mom, and she's having like a resurgence.
Oh, Jennifer Coolidge.
Yes.
That's the other one. I was going to say Shirley Temple. Look, Mom, I can tap dance.
Like, her look kind of reminds me of like Jennifer Coolidge. Like, I in Legally that. Blonde.
Yeah.
Like, with the big hair. Like,
I just
is that good?
Someone in wrestling, I need, maybe I'll do it, needs to adopt a Jennifer Coolidge style gimmick.
Please, please fucking do.
This sounds fun.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Makes me want How to did I off. Get here?
Oh,
where did these people come
these
from?
These kids are trying to kill me. So, all right. So, Kurt Angle's black music hits. White
stripes, you're like a hostess cupcake.
So, Kurt Angle's music hits, and he comes wheeling out. And he's like, Liz, before we begin, there's something I need to say. You know, I took what you said to heart, and you guys, there's been a misunderstanding. You're just plain useless. What?
Okay.
He's like, you know, I'll spare you guys the indignity of wrestling in your underwear because you guys don't have jobs anymore. All four of you are fired.
The four of you are fired.
And Tori gets like sonic boomed across the ring.
She does. Okay. I hope you know this reference because this is exactly what it reminded me of. Do you remember that video that went viral when it was those girls watching David Archuleta lose a McKinney? Yeah.
That is perfect. Yeah, it was that. Exactly that. Exactly that. I have to say some of Tori's best acting though.
Sure.
Sable again was my favorite part of this because she's just like unfucking believable.
Like I like it was kind of the same thing where she's just like, there it is.
Yeah, there it is. And Dawn's like, you can't do that.
Well, let those take the kick. General manager's
absolutely. I think Sable's thing was more like, oh thank God.
Yeah, she's like, get the fuck out of here. Fuck this place. I actually don't remember what Jackie was doing. It is fine.
No.
She's
so, tap dancing, mama.
So all of the SmackDown divas have been fired. So I guess this is also a confirmation that Jacqueline's gone. So.
Jacqueline.
So yeah, like literally all of them. That sucks. So
I don't remember this at all. So like I'm ready to see how they get reintroduced.
Yeah. So SmackDown's just going to be kind of like, usually is. So.
Oop. There it is.
All right. Well, obviously no women on Velocity. So let's go over to Heat. Victoria has located her tearaway outfit again. I guess someone hit it. They're like this. They're like, I hate it. Oh, she's got to stop.
Well, they were done filming WWE Day of Reckoning, so she got her motion capture suit back.
Well, what they forgot is Victoria is notorious for going through other people's bags. So whoever hit it, she found it.
She's like, that's why I couldn't find it. It was in Jacqueline's bag.
Carmella came in. That is not your bag.
Why is Carmella the Wednesday Adams of the Divas?
I am sexy. So
I'm weasel.
So Victoria's opponent is Jazz. Jazz's gears have gone down for me.
They have, but I'm just happy to see her there.
I am. I'm happy to know she's still there. So,
a paper sack at this point, and I'd be happy.
For sure. You know, this match was fine. A little too many rest holds for me.
So done with this match.
I
hated this match. Do you know why?
Oh, the roll-ups?
The roll-up finish. I am so done with
the Victoria. Only offense Victoria did 5 moves in this match. A cartwheel. She did the sidewalk slam thing. and three roll-ups. The rest of it was Jazz just doing her thing. But I was like,
great.
I was like, what the fruit roll-up is going on here? So Victoria, oh, she did do a sex move. So like the match ends when Victoria catapults herself over the top rope
and hits like the ring apron and dies.
Like Final Destination's herself. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
Like, she just is a miscalculation, but Victoria died.
He dove over the top and like breaks her head off. So she's getting counted out, and Stephen Richards comes out yet again and just like doesn't even do a move, just is like, oh, like hits Jazz from behind, and Jazz is like incapacitated.
I mean, it was enough for Victoria to do a roll up and get the win, but like,
why'd she do a roll up?
Why is it a roll up? Why is it not a finishing move? Like, even the fucking kick at this point. Like,
something. I really am not loving Face Victoria anymore. I'm sorry.
It's just the roll ups.
Like, it's these roll ups are so bad. The matches have just been like.
Like, if you have a finisher, use it. Like,
yes,
it was like the Diva Search girls who were winning via roll-ups. Cool. They don't have finishing moves.
Right. You're
Victoria. Not only do you have a finishing move, you have the finishing move.
Exactly. Like, I was like, why are they regressing her so much? Are they trying to make her seem like an underdog? Like, what are they? I don't get what they're doing with her.
Yeah, make her seem like an underdog. She's a big, strong bitch. Like, that's who she is.
I don't think they know what they want to do with her. And... But so Victoria wins with a roll up, and after the match, she's even like so looking like she still has not figured out this is Stephen Richards, but like she's like, huh?
I'm done with this angle too.
I hate it.
He looks like that. Like, I don't even know what the video is called, but there's like this like puppet video that's kind of like evil on YouTube, and he's like a big redhead mop creature.
The thing they kids were watching and like hurting themselves.
I think so, actually.
Oh, that thing actually scares me. I forgot what it's called, but it scares me. We hate it. So F this.
Yeah. This was a big old miss. Like, it was literally the match that we got for the week, and I'm left so mad.
Oh my god, it is the only match.
Right?
Oh my god.
The highlight of this week was freaking... Honestly, the star of the week this week for me is Tracy from the Diva Search.
Tracy, I want to know what she's up to. So let me know if you know, guys. I'm sure someone out there does. But it's time to figure this. So out of nowhere, we got all these like random like mock images and lineup announcements this week.
I'm okay with a lot of them. There's one that just, oh my god.
Is it a mock picture or like a...
It's a real picture.
Okay. So, all right. So, let's go through this. There's an ultimate old school Eddie. Oh, that's fun.
I know. That looks cool. I like
that. That looks cool. I actually might get that. It gives me hope for a China Eddie 2-pack. I know which one it is. We'll get to it. But all right.
If anybody knows where to get an ultimate Asuka, I can't find her. I don't know if she's on show.
Why didn't you tell me this? There was one at the Superstore. I would have bought her for you.
Oh. Damn it.
Or she did look great in person, but yeah. I part of me wanted to buy her, but like I was like, I've really only collecting old school girls now, so I'm not gonna use her. Oh man, I feel bad now. I should.
Yeah.
We do have an elite Bailey mock image, and she looks awesome.
She looks great. She's been out for a second, like her.
Yeah. Literally no complaints there. She comes with the t-shirt.
Oh, she was the actual... They released a figure of her.
Yeah. They released the mock image. Or maybe she was already... Oh, maybe I picked like the wrong thing. All right. Well, the first one that I'm coming to is I think the one that you're going to talk about is awful. And is it this?
Oh, it's that.
Hold yeah.
On. See the go up to the Bailey. There's like a video.
Of yeah, that's what I clicked on.
Yeah. Is it not the image of the actual figure?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I thought that was a mock image release, but I forgot this was, like, last week. What?
What do you mean by mock? Like, the...
Oh, mint on card. like the pictures of them in the box. That's what Mock means. Sorry.
Oh, I thought that was like the mock-up picture.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, no. Mock image means mint on card. So we did get that pic, and she looks great. We'll buy.
Okay.
But all right, so this Dominic and Rhea Ripley two-pack. I think this is a new announcement, right? This was not announced yet, right?
I don't think it got announced because they haven't really been announcing the two-pack figures.
No.
Like the
and I'm glad they didn't because I would have been hyped for it and this didn't live up.
Well, the like last like announced two-pack I can remember where they actually like were like, this one's coming was the Liv Ronda.
Yes, you're right. I think that's the last one. Yeah, you're right. They haven't been. So,
like the Bliss Charlotte one was even a surprise when it came out.
Yeah. So the one positive I'll say is this comes with the Rhea Ripley SmackDown title. Has her side plates.
I'm cool. Sure the Elite one for her does too. That looks really good. But this.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's not a horrible figure. It's just basic. But it's the ratio to Dominic that makes
Dominic is a titan over her. Like, literally in the box, they, like, positioned her so she looks taller because she's so short next to the actual. Like, in the pictures they have of them loose, like, this one, like, what? Dominic Mysterio is not almost. Like, why is this so big? But
why is his head so big?
It's a little bit. The Rhea is gonna sound weird. Does this remind you of the Tamina figure?
Yeah.
I get it. Rhea's super popular right now, so they're probably trying to release a bunch of figures of her. But this is just
you didn't need to like. I don't know. You know what this is? So it reminds me of two different sets, to be honest.
Yeah.
Number one is the set with Steven Richards and Victoria.
Yes.
Where
yes.
Steven's like insanely big.
Yes.
And Victoria's lanky as all get out.
Yeah.
And then it also reminds me of Chuck Palumbo, Michelle McCool.
Oh my God. Yes, where it does. Like, he's huge.
So little.
Yeah. This like, is.
Actually, I think I have that Michelle like in arm's reach.
I do like that Michelle figure though.
You like she's... that Michelle figure?
I do. Well, it was her only figure for a long time.
I cannot stand that Michelle figure. Hold on.
It's the only Love and Laugh one we have.
Well, this one is wanting to die. Like, I thought I did have it in arm's reach. Hold on. I know I do. There she is. There she is. There's the Michelle.
It's really not that bad.
In the grand scheme of things, yes, it is. Like, I think the only reason it's that bad to me is like when this came out, right? Around the same time we were getting figures like this.
Fair. Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. And all the women had giant boobs on those figures. Yeah.
And like, even if they, like the ones that didn't have giant boobs, like,
Like Marisa, Michelle. Like,
and the two pack was Santina Marella.
Yeah. She'd have normal boobs.
She has normal boobs and she has like the boots. She's a full size figure. For some reason, this one is just tinier. The plastic's a bit loose.
Yeah.
Like, she's.
No,
just,
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. Her face scan's good.
She's very tan too.
It's so much better than this face scan.
Absolutely, yeah.
Also, if you can't tell, Michelle McCool figures is the next thing that's going to be coming out for my channel.
There's only two.
There's only two, so I'm going to talk about her. Actually, I've been doing shorter YouTube videos too.
Sure.
So, like,
gets views, yeah.
Yeah. What I've got here is Molly will be coming out, and so will Lacey Evans.
Ooh, okay. Actually, I'm interested about that one. Oh, I'm excited. Nice.
Yeah.
Disappointed no female ultimates were announced. I really want some more.
Do you think
Rhea?
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be Rhea as the next ultimate. Like, she's crazy popular. They know they'll make money off her. I can see that. I really want a China ultimate. We'll see.
I'm surprised, or a Trish ultimate would be good.
I can't wait for that Trish figure. Let's see. Who else do we have? The Rhea Elite. We got to see Mock. She looks great. Love it. It is a perfect figure. I have no complaints. I love this gear. I love the head scan. Love the belt. Yeah. We'll buy.
ready for a Rhea with good hair.
Yeah, well, now that she has the extensions in, like, I hope they get it right. I really like the extensions too. So.
Yeah.
All right, what other women are on here? Hold on, I'm scared. Oh, Kaden Carter, first time in the line. Head scan's great.
Actually, the whole thing, like, she's a basic, so like, she's yeah. not post detail on her, but
it's not a bad figure. No,
it's not. She looks great.
Yeah, she's pretty good. Who's this? All right, no one cares. All right, so we saw some lineups announced. Trish Stratus will be in Elite 111. We saw the pictures of her at WrestleMania. So will buy.
I'm sideways again. Hold on. That figure's so good looking. It turned me sideways.
So good. Very excited for that. Other female announcements, and I guess the main event is like the new series name.
Is the new name for Basics.
For Basics. Well, Maxine Dupree.
Dupree.
And we didn't see this yet, right?
I don't believe so, no.
I don't remember seeing it. Yeah, but she's going to have her first figure. I'm happy for her.
I'm happy for her, too. I got eaten up by, well, I got eaten up. Like, one person left me, like, a comment from my Ring the Bell stint about Maxine Dupree during my draft review.
Uh-huh.
Because I literally was like, so this is going to be where I get to rant about my, like, comment section things. I basically was like, Maxine's doing great. I think she's phenomenal. But I'm tired of seeing her just do other people's stuff. Like, I don't like
that yeah.
she's Chad Gable's moves and Otis's moves.
Yeah.
Like
we need some of her own. Yeah.
Need something her own. Like,
I'm like, actually, right. Like, even like, I feel like her style is going to be very like Kelly when she does get there. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know she was trying to do the Kelly head spin thing at the Rumble. It didn't go great.
Didn't go.
But I agree. I definitely want to see her do her own stuff because, well, especially now that, like, Chad is a bad guy, so, like, it doesn't make sense for her to do that shit anymore.
Yeah, and someone was, like, eating me up in a comment, like, she's just starting out, and she's with this faction.
That's not what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm like, so, also, my favorite wrestler of all time is Lita. Like, I love that she does the twist effect.
Yeah.
I think that's great, but she also has, like, the moonsault.
Her own stuff. Yeah. The monkey flip. Like, no, I totally same boat. Like, China is one of my favorite, well, obviously my all-time favorite, and like her finisher was the Pedigree for a while. Yeah. Like, it's just like
you can totally do the moves from your faction, but just give yourself,
have your own identity at the same time. I 100% agree. I think I did like her in the Battle Royal. Was it last week or the week before or whatever?
You look great.
Great. She did like the Enziguri. I was all about it. Like,
I feel sick of her doing, like, I hate the thank you taunt. I agree.
I'm excited for her to get her own, like, and it could be super diva-esque. I was hoping she'd get drafted to a different brand than the Alpha Academy.
You know what I'm hoping she would do? Like, I love the fact that they do the peace sign thing, but instead, like, but like, what if she did like a hand on the hip and like her own, like,
yes,
or something?
Yes,
push yourself. Like, that, yeah,
like something cute. Yeah, I agree. I
like,
because also, like, isn't like, Alpha Academy like also kind of dead? Like, what? Didn't they do a segment where like Chad like yelled at them? I don't, I mean, I don't really watch all of Raw, so I don't really know.
I think they did, but they haven't split them apart yet.
Right, because they were all drafted as a one.
Yeah, they're still trying to like tell Chad, don't do this to us.
Because I read a thing that they were going to put him with the Creed peeps, which I like that idea.
I love that idea.
I think that's great. They could all have sex.
Ooh. Well, the two are brothers.
Oh, I like the beefy one.
With the brown head.
I think, well, wait, I think the one with the brown head is the tall one, the blonde one.
Sure. Both of them.
Oh, I like him. He's like a little ugly.
I'm just trying to think of who they are. I don't remember. Like, they both look good.
The only one I know is she's so small.
I love
her. I do too. You know, I didn't like her at first, but I'm like, oh, you're spunky.
Yes.
I like that. Like, I was like, you're kind of spunky. You could be fun. Like, yeah, she's great. All right. All right, cool. Yeah, but lots of cool stuff. Oh my gosh. Well, Joey, where can people find you?
You can find me at Joey_Mayberry on Instagram and Twitter, Joey.Mayberry on TikTok, and check out my YouTube. There's been a lot of things coming up.
And where can people find things, you? More things coming up as we mentioned on the show, and I'm excited about that.
So much.
You guys can follow me at Jake isn't Jacob on both Twitter and Instagram. And guys, also be sure to follow our show, Golden Era_Pod. We are on Twitter, we are on Instagram, and of course, we're on YouTube. And you know, highly recommend watching YouTube if you're not. Facial expressions are 90% of the show. So
yeah. We're very expressive people.
We're very expressive. And be sure to like, share, and subscribe. If you're not, leave us a review. 5 stars is the best. Helps us move up in those power rankings. Joey, anything else?
Jesus, boy toy.
All right, have a golden week.
We were looking for an envelope.